all of you to PM101, which is Promote Recreation. And I'd like to acknowledge that I'm hosting this call from the traditional territory of the Kwinlandun First Nation and Tond Kwashin Council. This learning event, PM101, is the first learning event of our advanced series of learning events, and our advanced series lead towards a certificate in Northern Recreation Management. So Peter, for yourself, this will be the first in the series, whereas Spider and Angela, you've already worked through some of these advanced learning events, so you might have a better sense of the differences between the advanced ones and the core ones. So welcome back to those of you who have been with us before, and welcome to those of you who are new to the Recreation North Training Program. I'm really happy to be on a learning journey with you throughout from September, and for many of you, mostly through till May of 2023. So this learning event, PM101, introduces basic concepts, practices, and tools for promotional activities. In our field of recreation, promotional strategies are used to influence healthy lifestyle behaviors and to increase participation in programs and events. So as slide 4 shows, if you have the slide presentation open in front of you, and if not, don't worry about it, it encourages you to recognize that promotional activities can serve a variety of purposes. You're encouraged to explore current promotional strategies within the parks and recreation sector, and then you'll also be encouraged to apply a basic approach and practices to promotions. So as some of you know, the agenda for our calls follows a similar pattern. We usually begin with a round of introductions and then explore some of the week's content and then share our different insights guided by the questions that I have posted in the presentation slide. And I invite people to participate as best it works for them. Some people choose to pop answers into the chat. Some people like to ask questions as we're going in the chat. Some people like to listen, and listening is just as important as sharing. But with a small group, I really encourage us to share, because otherwise you guys would get bored listening to me. So anyway, so let's begin with a round of introductions. And my plan was to go in alphabetical order. So that would mean Anne would introduce herself after, like I'll start to give you an example, and we'll go to Anne, and then to Peter, and then to Spider. For your introduction, here's what I would like you to do. If you could, please tell us your name, your role, and your community, because some people on this call might not know who you are or where you are or what you do. And then what I'd like to invite you to do is to share a benefit of recreation that motivates either you personally or others in your community to act, like whether it's a behavior change or to participate in a program. So it's motivating someone to action. So I will give you an example so as not to put Anne on the spot. And Anne, I'm showing that your phone is muted, so you'll have to try and unmute it to be able to share with us. I'm Caroline Sparks. Welcome, everybody. I'm Recreation North's learning consultant and trainer. I live in Whitehorse, and I've worked in the field of recreation and community development for almost 35 years now in the Yukon. A benefit of recreation is stress reduction. And for me, anything that sort of speaks to that or helps me reduce stress is really motivating. So, for example, I just love being outdoors. I find that if I could be outdoors most of the time, that's where I would be, because I love being outside in the woods, in nature, and it makes me feel rejuvenated. And just even like last night, I went outside for 5 minutes and looked at the stars, and that motivated me to reduce stress. So recreating outside is a huge motivator for me. So what happens is when I see promotional messages that include like a nature photo or something like that, I find it really beneficial. So I'll turn my camera on to Peter because I can see you, because it's not much fun being the only person on there. So there we go. Great. So Anne, are you able to unmute yourself and introduce yourself? If not, we'll go to Peter next.
Hello.
Okay, I don't see Anna muting herself. So Peter, would you like to introduce yourself? And the other phone number you see there, the 688 one, that is Spider. So you're muted on both your phone and your computer, so I'm not sure which one you want to talk on.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hello, my name is Peter Jacobs. I am recently, as of like 2 days ago, I'm the active living coordinator for ARPE. And what was the last one again? It was what recognition means to me, or what is like something that...
Yeah, if you're on your computer and you open the chat, I've popped it in the chat, so you might be able to see it in there.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. And my community is Whitehorse, Yukon. And one big benefit of recreation, just emotional well-being. I think it makes you feel really good. It's good to have leisure activity in your life, and especially if it's accessible and fun. And yeah, I don't know.
I know. We're putting you on the spot, right? So thank you for introducing yourself, and welcome to the world of recreation in the Yukon. Okay, I see Anne's joining on her computer and her phone. So, Anne, if you would like to, I can see you there. I don't know if you can touch the thing that unmutes yourself and introduce yourself, and then Spider will go over to you.
Me now?
Okay, Anne.
But.
And you're going to have to use either your computer or your phone, or else you're going to get this massive feedback that's going to give you a headache.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to connect to the audio on my phone, so I'm going to shut my computer off. But it keeps shutting me off anyway.
Oh, okay, like your phone does, or the audio.
The audio does. I can't control the audio.
It sounds fine.
I can hear you really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I could see you a second ago.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Weird.
Why don't you try turning your phone off and see if that works?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, so you're talking to me through your computer? Okay, while you figure it out, oh, there we go. We just have one Anne in there now. So Anne, do you want to try star six and just wait for a second, like give it like a couple of seconds? Or maybe you actually have your own phone muted, like maybe you have mute on your phone. While you take a look at it, let's go over to Spider. And Spider, would you like to introduce yourself, your name, your role, your community, and share a benefit of recreation that motivates you or others in your community to act? And that would be great.
Good morning. My name is Spider Jones. I work at Sport North Federation here in Yellowknife, in the NWT. I do, in my day job, multi-sport executive director, contracted services for athletics and NWT amateur wrestling. I also do special projects work for Sport North. What motivates me, benefit of recreation motivates me, is outdoor cycling. More recently, I had a couple of health issues that obliged me to do some daily hard exercise, and also had a procedure whereby I now need to inject insulin, but if I do a fair amount of biking, depending on what I'm supposed to inject, then I can reduce what the levels that I need for insulin. So it's got a double benefit for me. Apart from loving riding the bike outdoors, I can also address some apparent health issues.
That's great. That's so good to know that just that exercise makes a difference in your body.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. And are you going to be biking all winter long in Yellowknife?
Well, I still bike all winter long to and from. Whether I can Yep. Be brave enough maybe to ride down to the marina and back, or, you know, I generally do a big loop outside the air by the airport, the golf course, the sand pits, Cam Lake. That's about, generally about 65 minutes, or if I go three quarters of the way and back, it's an hour and a half, which is good. Whether I do that on a studded tire mountain bike, or maybe somehow get a fat bike. Though I didn't have a good experience on the fat bike because it isn't as responsive or fast as a regular bike. But,
true. Especially on the road, so yeah. Great. Well, welcome back, Spider, and nice for you and Peter to meet. Peter, I don't know if you want to let Spider know what your background is, because you just finished your degree, right?
I finished it last year, and then I spent a year living in Victoria, BC, but I did a four-year degree in kinesiology at Camosun College in Victoria, and then I moved back to Whitehorse, and I was working at the CDC. I still work at the CDC, just running classes and sort of monitoring the gym. And we don't do personal training. We do something that's kind of like personal training. I wouldn't call it exactly the same thing. And then now I just started with RPE because I love recreation and thought it would be a great opportunity to kind of explore that area a bit more.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, that's great. I see Anne's phone number just popped up, so maybe on Anne's phone she'll be able to press *6 and jump in. But Spider, I think you've met Anne, and Peter, you've met Anne, so I'll just keep moving along with the phone call. So, Anne, you're unmuted. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. If you can hear me now, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That was very
super clear.
Just not using this program. Anyway, I'm Anne Morgan, and I work with the Recreation and Parks Association of the Yukon, and I am the executive director there, and I have been with the organization for 20 years, and I have the pleasure of working with Peter now as well, which is awesome. And
that's great.
I think I'm supposed to talk about why I like recreation, maybe?
Just a benefit of recreation that motivates you or other people in your community to act in a certain way, whether it's to, you know, be healthy or to participate in a program.
Oh, okay. Well, for me, it's physical activity for sure. That is my, makes a huge difference in my life. So that outdoor active recreation is really important to me. And I find I have some of my most creative moments when I'm being active outdoors. So I love it, and it's wonderful. I love all kinds of aspects of it. So it's a great area to be working in.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining. You're crystal clear. It's really easy to hear you now, so thank you. And don't worry about muting your phone, because there's only four of us all together, so you guys can leave your phones unmuted. That's totally all right, unless you've got, like, a bunch of noise going on in the background. So I just wanted to give you a quick overview of where we're going with this learning event now that we've figured out a bit of our technology. We're going to take a quick look at what promotion in recreation is all about. So I developed this learning event and found myself a tad overwhelmed when, you know, like terms like promotion, marketing, advertising, there's so many different meanings out there. So I found it hard to explain promotion. So it took me a bit to develop what I thought would work for us in recreation. So some sources would consider promotion as part of marketing. But really, I think that in our field, promotion covers more than one thing. Like, it covers a range of activities, and we also do it for more than one reason. So it's really important to understand that so that our promotional activities can really get to what we want to get to. So if you think of terms like marketing and advertising, marketing is about creating an awareness of a product or service while communicating its value. So something about, you know, letting people know about something and saying why they should care. Advertising is more about specific notices or announcements in a public medium to promote something. But promotion, as slide 6 explains, and I think I can share it if you're on the, let me just see if I can share it on my new fancy thing here. So as slide 6 explains, Promotion can actually include, can you see that, Peter, on my screen? This is challenging my internet out at my place. So anyways, slide 6 explains that promotion involves a series of activities. So in the field of recreation, I think the promotion does more than provide information or just raise awareness. In recreation, we use promotion to try and influence attitudes and also to motivate people to change their behaviors. And I think you've all mentioned a behavior change and a motivation already this morning. So sometimes you'll hear people refer to that as social marketing, but in PM 101, or this learning event, we'll include social marketing, advertising, and other activities all under the heading of promotion. So let's think for a moment how promoting recreation is similar to designing and delivering a program. So on slides 7 and 8, I show sort of a process. And so on slide 7, that's the process we're going to look at in week 1. And on slide 8, the process in week 2. So really, as you can see, we need to know why, who, what. And then we also need to know how, where, and when. So the first question that we want to ask is why. And if you get a chance to watch the YouTube video, the Simon Sinek one, it's a really good video that hits to the why. He's got some great things. It's not too long, but it's really worthwhile watching. So slides, if we think about why, what we want to do is we want to identify our purpose or reason why we want to promote. So we've talked about encouraging participation. But you might also want to promote, as slide 11 shows you, to raise your organizational profile. You might also want to influence behavior, as we've already discussed, and as is shown on slide number 12. You also might want to promote or do promotional activities to influence or to promote the benefits of recreation. And this is a big one that we talk about in our field sometimes. So that decision makers are more likely to support recreation. So we have to really think, when you're doing promotional activities, take a look at those four different reasons why we promote in recreation and really try and think about which one am I looking at? Which one is most important, and then focus on that one. I just stopped showing the slides, Peter, because my internet is not handling all of this. So they're supposed to put fiber optics in this soon. So anyway, you guys can... Yeah, I will reference it because I think, Spider, you've probably got it in front of you as well too, right? So basically, if you want to look at the four different purposes or reasons for promotion and recreation, the four different whys, they're captured on slide 9, and then they're explained on slides 10, 11, 12, and 13. So once you identify why you want to do some promotion or the reason for your promotional activities that you're planning, then you need to identify who you're targeting. And so slide 14 explains that who you target will probably be different based on the reason why you're promoting. So, for example, if you want to encourage or increase participation in programs or things like that, you're probably targeting people like children and youth, elders, teachers, other people that might participate. If you want to change behavior, like, for example, Participation tries to do, you might be targeting individuals, but also families, whole communities, or even provinces or territories. If you want to raise your profile as an organization, which is something Sport North might need to do or RPA, then you're probably targeting community members, but more likely funders, sponsors, governments, people who actually support your organization. And then if you're trying to promote the benefits of recreation, really one of the reasons why we do that is to influence policy and support. So then you're probably targeting politicians, foundations, charities, community planners, developers. So try and keep that connect that why am I promoting? What's the reason to the target group? Because it will be different. Any questions about that so far before I move on to the next slide? Just speak up if you have one.
I have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
Can you hear me? Okay, good.
Yes.
Are you saying, because we talked a little bit, and in the presentation it talks about marketing, social marketing, advertising, like all of those different aspects. Are you saying promotion is like the umbrella term for all of that? Because they're very, I'm confused. They seem very interchangeable.
Yeah, that's what I found, is that there was no clear definition of what promotion was. Some people put promotion underneath marketing, but marketing to me, when from a recreation perspective, marketing leaves out things like the benefits of recreation, raising your profile. Like marketing is more about the services, so it's more of pushing out. So it would be participation. Social marketing might be behavior. So I chose promotion as an umbrella term intentionally because I think that it gives us a broader perspective on the different reasons why we promote in recreation, because we're not just providing a program or service and asking people to participate. We might be seeking funding. We might be seeking support. We might be wanting to influence policy, like RP hopefully will do with our most recent research project. So does that make sense, Dan? I think in my mind it was a broader term. Go ahead, Peter.
So like you're saying that marketing is like specific, like you're specifically targeting a demographic, and it's like it's coming from promotion. It's like one of the branches of promotion. Versus like you're saying, some people think of it the opposite, where marketing is above and then promotion is one of the branches of marketing. Yeah.
Yeah, so like you might see like the four P's of marketing, for example, and promotion is in there, but when I really think of recreation is an essential service. It's a social good. There's it's not just a business. Yes, we're in the business of recreation, but we're in the business of recreation because of the benefits of recreation. And so I needed a broader term than marketing or advertising or something, so that's why I went with promotion. You can use whatever terms you want. It's totally up to you. I think it's more the concepts that are important. Does that make sense? Thumbs up from Peter. Anne, does that make more sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Like, it's a really complicated field of the whole, you know, promotion and marketing is, it's an enormously huge area of work, right? So I think so. You just got to figure out, I guess, what it is that we're trying to achieve and then go from there.
Yeah, and if you don't know your reason, like if you don't have the why, and that's why that YouTube video is really good to watch. If you don't have the why, it's hard to figure out, you know, the who you're targeting, what you're going to do, when you're going to do it. So you got to start with the why, and then the why should lead you to who you're targeting from the why. So that's why I've got it laid out this way. So if you go to slide 15, if you have the slides open in front of you, slide 15 says, after you've got the why and the who, then you start to move to the what. And the what is about sort of your main messages. So slide 15 reminds you that recreation, it can be like a fortune cookie. And I know it's not really a northern analogy, but I haven't found one that quite works the same, so I'll use that one. And we did introduce this fortune cookie concept in RP 101, one of our core learning events called Plan for Success. But if you think about a fortune cookie and you think about recreation is not just about what you see on the outside. It's not just about the program, the service, the facilities, things like that. It's the inside of the fortune cookie that people are really looking for. Like, how many of us go looking just for a fortune cookie because we like how it looks on the outside or we like the packaging? Like, no, we like what's on the inside. We want to read what our fortune is, what it tells us. That's the motivating piece. So on the outside, it's sort of informational. This is a fortune cookie. It contains flour, or something like that. But on the inside, it's like, man, your day is going to be amazing because it's sunny today. And that's the part that really motivates us. So it's the same with recreation. Outside, we see these features. We see the CGC, which is the Canada Games Centre. We see facilities. We see programs that RK runs. And people need it, that information. So they need that outside information. But they need something to motivate them to act. They don't just need this logical thinking stuff. They need something pulling at their heartstrings. You know, whether it's the outdoors, it's the feeling when you're physically active, it's the stress reduction. It's like Spider said, seeing that you need less medication or less because you're active and it how that affects your body. So it's that motivation that we find inside the fortune cookie. So really, my key message from this slide here is that to get the response you want, you have to think about not only informing people, but you have to motivate them too. And before you know how to inform and motivate, you need to know why you're doing it and who you're messaging to. Any questions about that so far? Spider, any questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay, Anne, any questions? We're going to dig into this a lot more, so.
No, I'm good. I think I'm interested in the social marketing aspect.
Yeah, so I mean, I think social marketing is part of overall promotion because that's about, you know, primarily about the behavior change, right? So, and changing those contacts. So, Peter, any questions so far?
No, I was just thinking about how it's maybe this is further down the line because it's just that promotion right now, but whether you're running a workshop or an event or a program, it's like about how you make the person feel. And they might not always remember what they did, but they remember how they felt. We're not there yet. We're just kind of at the trying to get them there in the first place. But
it's exactly the same analogy as what the slide is showing. Like, you can't just inform them. You can't just give them a workshop. It's that motivating piece. It's the emotional part, the feelings, the sensations. And that's what Simon Sinek's YouTube video, he explains why Apple does such a good job, because it gets to that why, not the what. It's not like you need a smartphone. It's like, Apple will make your life better because of such and such. So by all means, watch that video and think of it from a recreation context too. So really, when we're starting to inform and motivate people, there's a few questions that we try and answer under what. So we think about what is our program, service, or event. So this is those details that inform people. We usually provide information like, what do we want people to do? Do we want you to drop in? Do we need you to register and pay? How do you participate? But then, as Peter, you just, you know, alluded to, we want people to figure out what they're going to get from participating. So they're going to get quality family time. They're going to get a better feeling because they're more active. They're going to reduce stress. Their body's going to work better for them because they're stronger. They're more flexible. They're going to, you know, connect with new people or friends. They're going to feel less socially isolated. So those are really, that's where we need to get to when we're doing promotion. So I want to take a couple of minutes with the four of us just to share some of the examples of messages that inform or messages that motivate. So you can think of your own promotional activities and then share an example of both or one or the other. So I'm going to pop the question in the chat. I know just Spider and the chat on the computer. I don't know, Peter, I'll put it in the one that we're in too. So the question for you to think about is, think of your promotional activities. And in 30 seconds or less, share an example. Well, we don't have to do 30 seconds or less because we only have four of us. But share an example of a message that informs, and if you want to, one that motivates, or one or the other. So let me just put this down and I'll say it once more. And I have some examples here for you as well. So share an example of a message that informs and or one that motivates. So the last time I delivered this learning event, somebody said, get jiggy at the family fiddle dance. So Do you guys think that that informs, motivates, or both?
I think it's both. Yeah, I
would say it's both because it's telling us what, the family fiddle dance. But Peter, you think it motivates. So what part is motivational in that message?
Well, the jiggy part, obviously. But I guess you're right. It is explaining the what as well.
It's got actually two motivational messages in it. It's got jiggy, so move lots, and family, like be there with your family. Spider, I don't know if you can see the other ones that I put in there. How about use it or lose it? That might be a good one to ask you. Do you think that that's a motivating one or an informational message?
I think it's probably motivating. I don't know if it's really motivating, but it's motivating, I guess, if you're having to say whether it was motivating or informational.
Because it doesn't really tell you what you're using or, like, it implies perhaps your body maybe, but there's not really any information there. So I would agree with you that it's more motivational. Sorry, you were going to say something else?
Yeah, I think we just came out with some wrestling posters. We haven't started wrestling since the beginning of COVID. So I've got pictures of an athlete who's got the TMNT flag. He's wearing his singlet. He's looking purposeful. He's just having his picture taken, and it says, "I'm a wrestler. What's your superpower?" And that's like 90% of the poster, which I'd like to think is motivational. And then, you know, the other part, wrestling instruction with TMNT, Western Canada Summer Games coach, you know, Don Reed at the school at the time, the age targeting, the what it costs, and more information, an email, and a phone number. And then another one we have is a picture of a female athlete in action. She's probably about 14. She's, you know, pushing down on someone else's head, taking the superior or the stronger position in a wrestling match. She's got the galaxy behind her, and the message there is, you know, your odyssey awaits, and still has that down at the bow. And another, you know, 10% of the poster is a QR code and then information about the coach, how much ages and so forth. But it's the experience that, you know, we're presenting that I think is the motivating factor.
That sounds great. It'd be nice if you could share a couple of those with us in the forum, like in activity number 3 forum. So thank you. So those are a couple of really good examples. Peter, do you have any examples of messages that you've used through either when you were in school or since you've been working that inform and or motivate?
Off the top of my head, not really, like, sorry, you're going to want to catch the game with a hook. I can't really think of one with a hook, but I definitely have. It's just hard to think off the top of my head. Usually I'll just like big letters or something that, like, is like pictures or something, just draw them in, but I think it's better to have a hook because it's easier to remember.
Yeah, so, you know, you also just mentioned a hook, which to me is fairly short, like use it or lose it. Be a hero, you can make a difference. It takes a community to raise a child. Those sorts of things are motivational messages that we've heard before, but I like how both you and Spider talk about the visual image as well, because I think a visual is even more powerful than words. Like in our last learning event, core learning event, somebody posted a picture of hiking around Teslin, and, you know, it's like, doesn't this make you want to get outside? And I'm like, yeah, like there was no words on the picture, but the picture itself. So I think you're right. I think both of you have mentioned that visual can be so strong and powerful. Thanks. And do you have any examples? Like you've been sitting with participation for a really long time. So do you have any good examples of messages that inform and motivate or do one or the other?
So, you know, the one that I'm going to start using it as a tagline because I think it's brilliant is running shoes are less expensive than heart bypass surgery. Like, that's a pretty impactful message, right?
Yeah. Is that a participation one?
It's not. No. No, it's not. But participation does some amazing promotional, well, not just promotion, because what I like about what participation does is they do promotion and education and marketing, but they back it up with an activity. So that's what I really like about the work that they do. And at participation, we've just gone through a strategic planning process and really made some decisions around focusing the market. I don't know if I'm using the right terms, but focusing their marketing on people who are already have decided that they want to make a behavior change around physical activity versus trying to market to people. It's more about, I guess, target audience, but versus trying to market to people that will never be ready to make a change or people who are already adopted. They're already active. They're never not going to be active. So it's really focusing on the people that you're trying to target are the ones that you think you can impact. So participation does amazing work in this area. So I feel really lucky to be involved.
So it sounds like what they do then is they're looking to trigger that motivation or that emotional part first, and then they provide the information that, you know, if that this emotional piece or this message or whatever or photo resonates with you, then this is what you can do. Same as Spider just explained, like I love that one about the wrestler and, you know, the galaxy behind it. And then, you know, by the way, if this speaks to you, this is what you can do to join, right? So rather than, you know, just saying, like, I am going to pick on a RK one, but Real Leader Program applications close on September 15th. Yeah, so what, right? That's an information message by itself, but it doesn't motivate me to do anything. So I think what all three of you are saying is that motivational piece is probably even more important, because what's the point of giving them information or suggesting an activity or a program or something that they can do about it if we're not speaking to them and what really resonates with them? Does that make sense?
It does, yeah, and I think about, like, the video that I watched, the YouTube one that you shared with us about the, I forgot what the guy kept saying, but it's about the personal connection, right? And, anyway, I think it's really powerful and can be really powerful to, when it's connected like that. It's more than just come to judo on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Spider, what do you think? I know you haven't had a chance to watch the video yet, but is this conversation sort of meaning something to you, or do you have a comment or something to add?
I think, as Peter mentioned, it's the hook. What's getting my attention? What's motivating me? Sparking me to think, well, I could do that, or that could be me, or look at that. Look at joy and fulfillment on the kid's face, and in the bottom corner, it's, you know, recipient of Rising Star funding, Sport North Rising Star funding, or whatever.
And so that hook. So if we work backwards, we started talking about the why, the who, and now we're talking about the what, right? So what is something to hook them by a motivational or a motivating type message, and also some information. But you can see how you can't just, you know, blanket throw out those hooks without knowing why you want to do it and who you're actually targeting, because different people will respond differently to those sorts of things, right? Like, I don't usually respond to although I guess I count as an elder active population now, which is 55 plus, I don't find myself responding to those messages just yet. I guess what I'm thinking. But Spider, did you have something else to add?
I think that the visual thing, it's got to motivate me to take action.
Thank you. And Peter, any other thoughts or any other messages now that come, promotional messages that sort of come to mind, either that inform or motivate?
No, I don't know. I'm just thinking. A visual one is a good big one. I know our vision is like, we rely on that sense the most. So visual cues are really important. I'm trying to think of, I can't think of any. I don't know why. I'm too tired right now, but,
So because, go ahead. Yeah.
Like for participation, do you know, like do you guys do the stages of behavioral change at all? Like the five stages?
Totally. Yeah, that's what I think is super exciting about the latest work with participation is totally 100% based on behavior change and the stages of change, which I think when we're trying to motivate people to be active or participate, I think that's really key because there's going to be people that won't, right? And so it was, it's more about, you know, where are you going to have the most impact? And that behavior change model is brilliant.
Yeah. I was curious. So, like, you're targeting most people in, like, contemplation or even maybe preparation. It's even people who are, like, in pre-contemplation, like, they didn't even think about it on their radar, like, you can target them as well, but it's definitely a lot harder than people who are actively thinking about making a change.
Thank you. Spider, are you go ahead.
If I were to recommend some reading, I mean, listen to that guy, Terry O'Reilly, on CBC. I mean, he's got two very strong books out. This I Know Marketing. And then he more recently he's coming out with, you know, My Best Mistakes. He originally said My Biggest Mistakes, but he's talks, you know, these are stories about how people got sidetracked along their journeys wherever, but it turned out to be pretty cool what they did with it and moved their lives along.
Spider, do you mind popping his name in the chat and the title of the books, like in the chat that you're in? And then I can share it with Anne and Peter if they're interested too.
Sure.
That's great. Yeah, and it's good. And that's the thing that, you know, our learning events just kind of touch on the surface, but digging deeper, looking at the stages of behavior change or things like that, you can draw on your own experience through these learning events and pull it out a little bit deeper and look at things like participation versus maybe what a sport might do too, right? So there's different ways of looking at it. So always come back to why are we doing this and who are we targeting, and then you can start looking at the what. So I just would like to take a moment. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes left on our conference call. I know it took me a while to get it started. I may just revert back to phone calls and the option of using the computer if you would like to. But what I'd like to ask you to do is just to take a moment to reflect on our conversation today and what you've looked at in the learning event so far. And after thinking about it or talking about it, not that we've dug into it very deeply, but do you think you might change anything in how you approach promotion in your work in recreation and sport? I'll give you a minute to think about it, and whoever wants to talk first, just jump in.
Well, I guess it's Anne, and I think it's just super helpful talking to you guys this morning about, like I think about the wrestling ads and how we can take that concept to do more promotion with our organization when we're trying to recruit leaders to do, you know, our programs, that connecting that hook, like Peter talked about, that sort of that message and that motivation that you talked about in the wrestling posters, like they, yeah, I don't know. It's more in depth than what Caroline said about just, sign up now because the deadline's on Tuesday. it doesn't connect, right, with the person and their beliefs. And that's what the YouTube video guys talked about, too, the TED Talk. It's super powerful, I think.
Thanks, Sam. Peter?
I remember I was reading the website that you linked. I forget what it was, just three letters. It was the youth not NPR, but it was basically like these testimonials of youth based on their experience at these like programs. And that's what really reminded me of, they don't necessarily remember what they do, but they remember how they feel. And they're always talking about how they felt. They felt very like included. They felt very welcomed. They felt like the staff or the leaders were like trying to make them have an enjoyable time. And so it made me think that maybe for promotional content, like writing testimonials might actually be like an effective way of promoting stuff, because if people see that other people really enjoyed it and how other people felt doing a program or a workshop, it would be more enticing to them.
Yeah. That's great. Well, I think you'll have a chance to do some of that at our pace. So, and smiling. I can't see her, but I'm sure she is. So that's great.
I am. Thanks, Peter. It reminds me of those, they used to use that a lot for, you know, promoting fitness programs about using testimonials, like I lowered my blood pressure and I feel great. Like that kind of stuff is super powerful. I am smiling. I think that's wonderful.
And I think you missed Spider's introduction about, Spider, you were explaining the benefit of biking to you. Could you just capture that quickly for Anne? Because I know it will resonate for her as well.
Yeah. So you can still hear me?
Yep.
Great. Yeah, so I had some surgical procedures, getting some heart stents, and then had to get 90% of my pancreas out, leaving me what they call, as I've described, as a surgical diabetic. So, I took the heart health program online because of COVID, and they talked about, getting out and walking and being vigorous in your walking and stuff. And that specifically promotes the heart health. And then on the insulin side, I now have to take insulin. But if I find out, if I can do a fair amount of exercise, I can keep my numbers down, especially at night, and don't have to take as much. So, I never thought I'd be, experiencing these aspects of health because I've been active all my life. But, it's just one more motivator for me to get out and ride the bike, which I love doing anyway.
That's great. Thanks for sharing again, Spider. So, that's another really good type of testimonial, which Anne was mentioning and Peter was mentioning. So thank you. Spider, while you're chatting, would you say that this conversation has helped either reinforce your perspective on promotion, or do you think you might think of doing something slightly differently? Like, it sounds like you guys already have a good approach that looks at what's motivating first and then informing second. But any reflections or thoughts on our conversation today?
I think that slide 15 is useful. If we get the response we want, I have to both inform and motivate. And then if we talked about maybe motivation has got to be, play a far more significant role. And I think as well that the programming that we lead to, needs to let people know that they matter, you're important, and you belong. And if we can have programming that does that, then, it's probably pretty embracing programming.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's beautifully said. That's what we need to achieve. And I think especially in our rural remote communities, like that's vital. I think that should be a poster.
You can make it into one next week because that's one of your activities.
If it's not that, then why, right? Like that's really, I think that's super powerful.
Well, I think there's something about belonging. Like through our conversation today, I was reflecting on not just the who as in families or children or politicians, but also the diversity across the North, because most of our Rec North learning events, especially our core ones, we have participants from Iglulik, Kinggate, Whale Cove, Enterprise, Yellowknife, Pawlatuck, Fort Liard, Burwash Landing, like all over the North from a range of cultural backgrounds, and even the diversity amongst our 60% of participants who are Indigenous is huge, right? They don't speak the same dialect from one community to another in Nunavut or things like that. So I think that, you know, coming back to what Spider just said, and Anne, you reinforced that about making people feel like they belong to something, I think that's a common value or a common emotive or motivator, regardless of what culture you're from, is fostering that sense of belonging and being part of, and whether it's a family, a community, friends, anything like that. So thanks for pointing that out, Spider, and reinforcing that, Anne, because I think we also have to think of messages perhaps that are across all cultures and address the diversity of our population. Great, thanks. Any other final thoughts or anything else to add? Did I give everyone a chance to reflect, Anne? I think so.
I think so. I think again about that feeling of belonging when we promote physical activity. And I think about often in the past, it's been marketing for fitness has been people in tights, right? It's like, who wants to go to the gym or the WAC room when it's full of people that are fit and they're all in tights? It doesn't make you feel very welcome or belong, right? So I just think shifting to messaging and marketing and promotion and setting up people for success so they do feel like they belong. And, yeah, I don't know. It's really powerful.
Thank you. Well, thanks so much to the three of you for your patience with the technology today. If you'd like to sort of weigh in on what worked for you and what didn't, please send me a message through the Moodle messaging, because I am trying to, you know, address the interest from some people to have more access to video conferencing, but also recognize that we do have challenges across our three territories. So let me know what worked or what didn't. On Sunday, you do have a RLA. RLA stands for Required Learning Activity. Not really an assignment, but yeah, kind of like that, I guess. So that is described on slide 18, and you can choose one of the promotional campaigns that I've listed on slide 19, or you can choose your own. It's entirely up to you. So if you have any questions about that, please let me know, and that's due on Sunday. Next week, Spider, probably this is mostly for you. Next week, Anne, Peter, and I are all at the Yukon Recreation gathering in Dawson City, and I'm just wondering if perhaps I can adjust the conference call. I can either change the time completely, or I thought I would just give us some audio things where we could each sort of share our thoughts through audio rather than typing and then respond to each other that way. Spider, do you have a preference as to whether we change the time and still have a chat all together, or do sort of more what we call asynchronous, meaning that you can jump in there anytime and listen to my voice a bit, listen to, you know, maybe Peter will say something or Anne will, that sort of thing. Do you have a preference, Spider, since it's probably you that this impacts the most?
As it turns out, next week I'm in Hay River for the NWT RPA's annual general meeting, so I was going to have to sort of give Rob Peter to St. Paul anyway. So if there was a different time on that day, that could work too.
Yeah. We're probably done. I know we're probably good at about 5 o'clock Yukon time, which is 6 o'clock your time. I don't know what the conference schedule is for you, but maybe like would that work later in the day?
Yeah.
Anne and Peter, are you happy to do something? Like there's Wednesday evening is not structured for our conference, so you know, we could have a chat with Spider and then go for dinner or something like that.
That sounds good to me. I love having the chat.
Okay. Well, Spider, if you want to take a look at your schedule for me for the annual conference and just let me know in that time range if on Wednesday evening if something would work. I don't think Tuesday or Thursday will work for Anne or I, and Thursday won't work for Peter, and then Friday we're traveling. So I think we're pretty much looking at early Wednesday evening.
So I'll make it work. You tell me what time.
Okay. I'll just double check everything, and I will update it and also send everybody a message. So thank you for your flexibility. And thanks, everyone. My apologies. I ran 5 minutes over because it took me 15 minutes to get it started. So I apologize. Peter,
that
for the
conference.
That's okay. We figured it out. Peter, tomorrow it'll just be on the phone. And actually, I will be at RK with Eliza. So you can just jump in the same room as us, too, if you want to.
Oh, right. That's
okay.
So
yeah. Okay, well, thanks, everybody. That I really enjoyed. The conversation was very motivating and somewhat informational, but mostly motivating. So thank you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the conversation. I don't want to hang up. It's awesome.
Well, it's a nice day outside today in the Yukon, so let's go enjoy some sunshine.
Thank you.
Very good.
Okay, bye, everybody. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.